So much can distract you from achieving your goals and dreams. Is there a way to balance your work with other things you enjoy doing that will not make you feel like your time is being abused? At Born to Lead program, we help you to discover or rediscover your purpose or plan for life. We tell you how to find purpose in life. We are all born with a purpose. Join us on the journey to discover how other people have successfully achieved their dream or are on the path of doing so, and how you can do the same. This is Born to Lead. My name is Kizito, and I'm your host. Join us here now on 104.6 Planet FM. Auckland. Good afternoon, the nation's business capital. This is the Born to Lead program. Coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM 104.6. My name is Kizito. And as usual, I'm your host for today. It is a beautiful day in Tamaki Makaurau. Yes, indeed. It is another week for the Born to Lead show. I'd like to welcome you once again to your most favorite show on Planet FM on Saturdays, 104.6. So if you're just new, you are listening to the Born to Lead show, coming to you live from Planet FM 104.6. So welcome home by the famous Osibisa Band. And I would like to welcome you all once again to this week's Born to Lead show. Today we're going to be discussing what it means to be a leader, are leaders born or made? All right, so welcome once again to the Born to Lead Show. My name is Kizito, and I'm your host for today. So, as I said last week, so we're going to be discussing what it means to be a leader. Are leaders born or made? This is a very simple question that I ask most of the interviewers on my show. What is their view? What do they think, you know, when we say that leaders are born, or when they hear that with a lot of theories that leaders are made? And most of times, you know, I get a lot of, you know, theories, or I get a lot of answers from both sides saying, well, they are born. Some will say, oh, they are made. Or some will say, well, although you may be born as a leader, there are certain things that you need to be taught, you know, to smoothen the curves to make you a better person or a better leader. So those are some of the things that I hear from my interviewers, or even the people that I meet in the leadership circle most of the time. So let's throw this in again. So are leaders born or made? There are a lot of behavior theories, you know, that have the belief that people can become leaders through the process of teaching, learning, and observation. In other words, leadership is a set of skills that can be learned or can be taught through some specific trainings, some level of perception, practice, and experience over time. So, which means it is something that you learn as you go. So, you can be taught and you pick it up as you go. And then also you practice what you have been taught. And with experience, you become better at what you do. Whatever level of experience or whatever level of leadership that you find yourself in. So, most of these behavioral theories, you know, believe in that, or they are based on most of these principles, and that is the principle of going through some process for you to be a leader. So interestingly, what I have noticed with my encounter with most people in the leadership circle is that they believe that leaders are born. In other words, you come to this earth with some attribute, some level of skill, something that, you know, nobody can copy you. Like, that makes you unique. It makes you special. It makes you stand out. That is your talent. And I overwhelmingly agree with that. I believe that everyone born of a woman into this earth has a natural capacity to lead. In other words, you've got something in you, some level of leadership spirit that needs to be nurtured, that needs to be cultivated, that needs to be, you know, sharpened up to make you a better person. So, most of the time, people will say, well, if all of us are born to lead, then who will be the follower? And that is I think it's a very basic question. It makes sense, you know, for that to be asked. That if everyone is born a leader, then who is going to be the follower? But what I would say is that everyone is born as a leader in specific areas. In other words, you could be my leader in church, but I could be your leader in the classroom, because that is my talent. But you have a different talent. So you are born as a leader for specific things, not for everything. And you are born a leader or you are born to lead through your gift, or what I would say, your talent. Every single person is born with a talent, a gift. What I would say, your God-given talent or gift. And this makes you special. It makes you stand out. It makes you unique. It makes you someone that is different from over 7 billion people on the planet. It is the nurturing, all the cultivation of that talent or gift that will make you capable to lead. So in other words, if you don't spend time cultivating, if you don't spend some time nurturing that gift, you will not be able to see the best out of that. We've seen great leaders, very talented people, the likes of Usain Bolt, for instance. If Usain Bolt does not train to make sure that he keeps his body in shape and train for long hours, he's not going to be the fastest person on earth. He needs to nurture that talent. He needs to cultivate that talent. And it takes time for that to happen. Rome was not built in a day. For you to see the beauty of your talent, you need to invest and make sure that you get the best out of it. So the nurturing or the cultivation of that talent or gift that will make you capable to lead. So that's, and this is what I call the leadership capability. For you to be capable to lead in your talent or your gift, you need to nurture it. You need to cultivate it. You need to bring it up. It's like digging a diamond, a gold, from the earth. When it's down there as a gold, when it's down there as a diamond, it doesn't have much value. Although that does not change the characteristics of the diamond or the gold under the earth, but once it comes out, it needs to be polished. It needs to be, you need to, you know, take it to the lab to polish it up, make it look beautiful. That is what talent or gift is. Very raw, very rough, ragged, but you need to spend time on it to smoothen the edges, the curves, you know, and make sure that it becomes perfect. And what I'm saying is that it takes training, it takes teaching, it takes learning, observation, hard work for you to get to that level of being capable to lead. Like most things we see in this world, leadership capability falls along a bell curve. Some people with the least effort are indeed great leaders through their gift and talent. And it's true. In this world, there are a certain group of people just, they just need a little push. And man, they will be flying like an eagle. They will be soaring like an eagle. That's all they need. Just a little push. And that's it. They'll be making the big time. These folks at the top of the leadership bell curve start out very good and tend to get even better as they go along. And there are so many examples, because the thing is, it's just in them. So sometimes they just need someone to help them to get to where they are. Then there are those at the bottom of the curve who have tried quite a few times and have failed, and they just don't know or have not discovered what they are good at. So they keep trying and keep falling, keep trying and keep falling, and it's just so frustrating, just so hard, that they just don't know what to do. They believe they just don't have the innate wiring to lead or be best at something. Then there is the big middle of the curve where vast majority of us live. And that's where we find ourselves. So what does it take to move from being in an okay state to the best of your ability? The single most powerful way to grow and cultivate your talent to become a great leader is to become truly self-aware. So in other words, self-awareness is a very great tool or instrument to help you to become a great leader. Self-awareness is very important. A very good friend of mine would say, "Who are you? And where are you going? What is your identity? Where do you think you're going? And how are you even going to get there?" Why? Because life is a journey. You need to have a starting point and a destination. And every journey must have a takeoff point. You need to start somewhere. You need to begin somewhere. All you need is the courage to start. And that is very important. You need to take off. You need to be able to make it happen. So every journey has got a takeoff point, and of course, a wild vision and purpose, or a journey with a purpose, will obviously have a destination. You can't just take off without knowing where you are going. Imagine being in an airplane or being in a flight, and you take off, and the pilot will tell you, "We don't know where we are going." Can you imagine that? So every destination is purpose for a journey. So you must have your takeoff point and your destination for your journey in life. Your biggest secret weapon in making yourself a great leader through your talent is self-awareness. Now, this doesn't mean self-involved. There are a lot of people who are way too focused on themselves. They are way too focused on themselves. They are way too focused on what they think. It's around them and who they are and what, at what level of involvement they find themselves in everything. To become truly self-aware means to cultivate on a daily basis an accurate sense of how you show up in the world and what motivates you. That's what it means to be self-aware. That is to cultivate on every single moment an accurate sense of how you show up in this world, how you make it happen on earth, and what drives you to make it happen. That is self-awareness. What you have in you is not for you. I take it again. Whatever talent, whatever gift, whatever special thing that you have in you as an individual, it's not for you, but it is for the world. And this is something that a lot of people don't know. That whatever talent, whatever gift that you have is meant for other people and not for you yourself as an individual. The gift or the talent that you have been given is to help make the world a better place. That is what it means to have a gift. You make this world a better place through your gift, through your talent. What impact do you have on others? If you are a footballer, if you are a basketball player, if you are a musician, if you are a doctor, a teacher, an engineer, what difference have you made on this earth through your talent? What impact have you had on others? How have other people benefited from you? Is the world seeing you different? Is the world being a better place with your talent and gift? If that is not happening, then you need to check yourself, rethink about some of the things that you do. Because whatever you have in you that makes you special, it's for other people or it's meant to make this world a better place. What is your moral compass? And do you use it as a guidance system? How closely do you action, do your actions line up with your promises? Do you walk the talk? Do you do what you say you would do? Do your word mean something? Or just, it's just anything. You say whatever you want to say, but you don't honor it. You don't follow up. You don't do what you say you do. Does your word mean something to the people around you, to the world, to those who believe in you, to those who believe that you are special and you are meant, you are born to do certain things in this world that nobody can do it? What do your word, what does that mean to the people who believe in you? So there are three things that one needs to do or real changes one needs to make in order to be the best by dramatically improve your self-awareness as a leader. Three things that we're going to be talking about when we come back from our music break. So please stay tuned. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Born to Lead Show, coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM 104.6. And today we are talking about leadership, what it means to be a leader, and a leader is born or made. So when we come back, we're going to be discussing about those three things that, you know, will help you to improve your self-awareness. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You are listening to The Born to Lead Show, coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM 104.6. So this is the Sunshine Day by the OCBC Band. And indeed, it's no looking bad at Tamaki Makaurau. Seems to be a sunshine day in Auckland as well. We'll be right back.
It's a beautiful day. Coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM 104.6. You are listening to the Born to Live Show. My name is Kizito, and I'm your host for today. So it says Sunshine Day. Let's look at what it says when it comes to Woyaya by the famous Sibisha Band. You are listening to the Born to Live Show. I say Woyaya by the famous Osibisa Band. And today we are talking about what it means to be a leader. And our leaders born or made. So version will be taken to you about the three things that you need to do to be able to improve yourself awareness as a leader. So it doesn't matter what are you doing, whatever you are doing. What are you, a football coach? Motivational speaker, an entrepreneur, a startup director, a CEO of a multinational organization. Wherever you find yourself, this is something that fits for people at all levels. How to improve your self-awareness. And I believe that at the end of the day, you will learn a lot from this. So that was the famous Osibisa Band. They say, Woyaya.
Beautiful song. So back to our topic for today. So as I said before the music break, we were going to discuss three things that one needs to do or real changes one needs to make in order to be the best by enormously improving your self-awareness. So the first thing is become a fair witness. That's number one. Become a fair witness. What does that mean to be a fair witness? To be a fair witness means to report your experience as accurately and neutrally as possible. In other words, do not be biased when it comes to laying down the facts or laying down what it is that you have witnessed or your part of a story. For this to happen, you need to reflect on your actions, your strength and your challenges, your mistakes and success, as though you are this impartial third person. So you need to make it as accurate as possible. You need to make it look like there is no bias. And of course, that's how it's supposed to be. So reflect on your actions, your strengths and challenges, your mistakes and success, as though you are this impartial third person. So that is what it takes, or that's what it means to be a fair witness. The number one, that is number one. And secondly, or the number two thing that you need to do to improve your self-awareness is to invite feedback. Invite feedback. Invite feedback. You can't be fully self-aware without the aid of others, without the help of others, without letting other people come in. It is very, very important that you communicate by giving or inviting feedback. No communication is complete without a feedback. So you need to let other people tell you what they think about probably what you have presented or what you have done. So you cannot be fully self-aware without letting people give you a feedback. It is like trying to know how you look like, or what you look without having a mirror. So if you don't have a mirror, how would you know how you look like? So the reflection or the feedback that you get through the other media tells you what it is. A mirror does not lie. If you have a mud in your face and you look into the mirror, it will tell you that you have a mud in your face. If you have lipstick on your mouth and you look into the mirror will tell you that you have lipstick on your mouth. That is the same way that a feedback should be able to give you. And for this to happen, you need to be able to build yourself around people who are willing to be drop dead honest with you in the service of what you are doing. So people need to be honest with you. They need to be very transparent. They need to be very plain. They need to be able to tell you that this is what it is. They are neat sugar-coated. They don't have to make it look presentable, make it look nice. If it is bad, it's bad. If it's good, it's good. So whatever it is, when you get it, you take it on board because it is what it is. And for this to happen, you need to be able to surround yourself with the right people. You need to be able to get into the circle of the people that will help you build up and not bring you down. People that can be very honest with you in everything. Those are the kind of people that you need to be able to move forward or to be able to get the best out of you in terms of your leadership. So it is very important to get the feedback from people, and not just anybody, but the people that you feel they can be able to tell you what exactly what it is. And the last but not least, you have to listen. You need to listen, listen, listen. So listening is a very powerful tool when it comes to leadership. I'm yet to know a leader who has blatantly refused to listen and has been very successful, you know, in terms of the people that around him or her. Sometimes there is just rubbish in your face, but as a matter of fact, they've listened to you. And the only way you can find out that they've listened to you is when they start making some changes that are what, in line with what you said. Sometimes it may be out of pride, so they wouldn't let you know that they've taken what you've said in, on board. But deep down within them, they know that what you are saying is making sense. What you are saying is true. So listening is very important. And especially when it comes to self-awareness in leadership, there's power in listening. There's so much greatness in listening. There's so much advantages in listening. There's a lot to scoop out of listening as a leader. This is essential to true self-awareness, listening. Listening gives you clues, both subtle and overt. It gives you clues about how you are showing up, how you are making it happen, what they think of you, and how you are impacting them. So you get the sense from people if you listen to them. You'll be able to read what they are going through, what they feel could be changed, what they want in life, and how they feel about certain things. So these are some of the things that you could do to make it look good. So as you become self-aware, you will start to be able to hone in on both your strengths and those areas to improve on and move yourself up the bell curve to be great. That is all it takes to be self-aware. That is all it takes to make the world a better place. You can't have it any other way. And I hope and I believe that you have been able to take something out of today's topic. That is being self-aware as a leader and some of the principles of being a leader or appreciating the talents or the gifts that you have in order to make the world a better place. And for that to happen, you need to cultivate or nurture your talent and bring the best out of you. So thank you very much. And next week, we'll be able to talk about, hopefully we'll have our guest, another guest in our midst next week to be able to have a discussion about another topic on leadership. So please stay tuned. We'll go for a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we will listen to about maybe 5 to 10 minutes word of motivation from a special man that I adore so much. So stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You are listening to the Born to Lead Show, coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM 104.6. So, as we discuss today, what it takes to be a leader, and 3 ways you can improve yourself when it comes to self-awareness. Version will take you Tomas Morrow to give you, he says, the attitudes for leadership, becoming a leader. So listen to that short clip and we'll wrap it up for today. And we'll introduce you to a very new topic on leadership next week with our guest in the studio. Stay tuned, don't go away, we'll be right back.
Distinction, and that is their thinking is different. Leaders do not think like followers. Leaders used to be followers, all of them.
But what made them cross the line was a certain mentality that kicked in somewhere. Something happened to them that made them think differently. And I normally call that attitudes that influence people. If you want to be an impactful personality, you have to develop certain types of thinking and perceptions that change the way you see yourself and see the world. I call this the spirit of leadership. But let's talk a little bit about the lion. The lion has what I call the spirit of leadership. And this word spirit here is referring to attitude. A leader has an attitude that makes him or her different from followers. And the lion exhibits that attitude. But the lion to me is a great source of encouragement to all of us. Now, what's the main thing that shocked me with the lion is that the lion is not larger than the giraffe, bigger than the elephant, or heavier than the hippo. The lion is an amazing creature. He's not as smart as the hyena or the snake. And yet, when he shows up, they all run away. I tell you, David, there's hope for you. That's right, because you ain't tall, you ain't smart, you ain't intelligent, you ain't the biggest, but you could be the leader. The lion, therefore, cancels all of your excuses for not becoming a leader. You don't need to be intelligent. You don't need to have a certain height. You don't need to have a certain weight. You don't need to have any kind of advantage. And yet you can be the leader. What makes the lion so unique? Well, here's one of my favorite quotes that I put in my books, and I believe it really brings home the point. An army of sheep led by a lion will always defeat an army of lions led by a sheep. And the answers to that dilemma is this: because leadership can transform cowards into violent warriors. Because leadership determines everything. Now, why would a lion become the king of the jungle when he has all of those limitations? He's not the tallest, not the strongest, not the smartest, not the heaviest, not the most intelligent, but yet he runs things. The lion is the king of the jungle because of one word: attitude. The lion has a different attitude that makes every animal afraid of him. For example, a lion will see an elephant, and the thing that comes to his mind, one word: lunch. Now, the elephant is 10 times the size of the lion, probably 50 times heavier, and has more power. One stomp of his feet could destroy the lion. But when the lion sees the elephant, he doesn't look at size and weight and strength and power. He looks at lunch. I could eat this thing. And he acts the way he thinks. Say it. He acts the way... You see, the size is not the problem. The weight of the elephant is not his concern. What makes him act is the way he thinks. And because he thinks he can eat the elephant, he attacks it. Leadership attitude. Now, here's another amazing mystery. The elephant is larger, bigger, stronger, more powerful, heavier, and more intelligent. And yet, when the elephant sees the lion, one word comes to mind: eater. Eater. In other words, the elephant is controlled by the way he thinks. He thinks that he is lunch. Therefore, his size, his weight, his power, his might, his authority is a victim of the way he thinks. It doesn't matter how big you are, how intelligent you are, how many degrees you get. It's your mind that keeps you small. And it doesn't matter how small you are, or how unintelligent you may seem to be, or how much you don't have. It's your mind that makes you the leader. Attitude. The attitude, therefore, is the difference. The difference between a leader and a follower is attitude. Why?
because it is unique attitudes that distinguish leaders from followers. They think differently. And that's because attitudes produce certain behaviors. And those behaviors stretch the leader beyond the limitations of the norm. In other words, it is the thinking of the person that makes them see circumstances differently. How do you think? Write this down. Attitude is a product of belief. This is very important to develop your leadership. Attitude is a product of belief. You cannot have an attitude beyond your belief. So your attitude comes from your belief system. The lion is the king because of what he believes about himself. What he believes about the lion, the elephant, and the giraffe. He believes that they are lunch, and he believes he can eat them. His belief system controls the whole situation when they meet. Life is what you think it should be. That's exactly what you are right now. You are what you thought you should be. And if you don't like who you are, you got to change what you think you should be. That's how leaders are born.
So that was Dr. Miles Moore, who talked to us about the attitudes of leadership and becoming a leader, what it takes to be a leader. So that brings us to the end of another edition of the Born to Lead Show. We came to you live from the studios of Planet FM 104.6. So next week, we will come to you with another special edition, where we're going to be interviewing a very special guest in our midst. And we will let you know, what we're going to be talking about next week. So stay safe. Have a wonderful week. And we'll see you next week. Thank you. Have a wonderful week. God bless you. Bye.
I'm a young thing. 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 I' my one year, and we can't. Them say we don't fit jump, them say you don't fit jump, them say we